Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Why you must do your own writing. There's something strange you find when you study the early Stoics. Not Marcus Aurelius and Seneca and Epictetus, but the Stoics who influenced them. The names you don't hear too much. Cleanthes, Posidonius, Panaetius, Aristo, Antipater, Chrysippus. What you find, besides the fact that these were living, breathing human beings with all sorts of interesting experiences, is that you start to notice just how big a role they played in the shaping of the classic Stoic texts we know and love. For instance, the interesting analogy about how a philosopher should be like a wrestler, a fighter dug in for sudden attacks, the one that Marcus Aurelius famously makes in Meditations, that actually originates from Panaetius, a Stoic philosopher that Marcus studied. There are allusions to the insights of Aristo and Antipater and Chrysippus in Seneca. A deep dive into Epictetus not only shows how he was influenced by Zeno, but reveals how many unattributed quotations of Epictetus appear in Marcus Aurelius. So what is this philosophy then? Just a bunch of people repeating the same old insights? Hardly. Remember, Stoicism is a practice, not merely a set of principles. The act of sitting down and journaling, writing and rewriting on the ideas from the earlier Stoics is a kind of meditative experience. It's almost like a prayer. It's what transforms an epigram into a mantra, and then later into actions when it counts. Besides, have we not learned from music how powerful and creative the art of remixing can be? It's in this writing and rewriting that each successive generations of Stoics was able to come up with new insights and further refine the philosophy, a tradition that continues today with writers all over the world. Blaise Pascal, whose own writing in some cases is eerily similar in tone and style to Marcus Aurelius' Meditations, puts it well when he writes, "Let no one say that I have said nothing new. The arrangement of the material is new. In playing tennis, both players use the same ball, but one plays it better." Today, your job is to sit down and do some writing using this old material. Sit down with the Daily Stoic Journal. Sit down on Twitter and put some quotes into your own language. Riff on the ideas with your kids. Write a reminder to yourself on your phone. Pick up the ball and play with it. Practice the philosophy. Hey everyone, we've seen how much you've loved the Daily Stoic challenges, and so we released a new product that will help you challenge yourself all year round. It's the Daily Stoic Challenge Deck. It's got 30 days of challenges, physical cards, in an awesome box that'll test your strength, your willpower, and help you become a better you. Each challenge card comes with a great Stoic quote and a cool picture. It's a great gift for the holidays or any time of the year. We know you're going to love it. You can buy the Daily Stoic Challenge Deck now at dailystoic.com/store. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery V, Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back
We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f-ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.